word of Almighty God. There's no greater thing to do. This is our act of worship here today, is listening to the word of God and doing what he says. And that brings him much joy when we do that. And you certainly have got God's ear when you're the kind of Christian that does what he says. As the Lord himself says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we are back in the book of Revelation here for our study today and tomorrow. We've been looking at the seven churches of the book of Revelation. This week, Philadelphia, city of brotherly love here. In Asia, one of the seven churches that got a letter dictated by the Son of God, written down by one of the sons of thunder, Boanerges, John the Apostle. And this church has got a blank check from Jesus Christ. And this is the kind of church you want to find yourself in. Because you could be in, these seven represent the church age. You could find yourself in any one of these churches. A dead church, a corrupt church, a faithful church, or a lukewarm church, or a compromising church. So this week and here today and tomorrow, the faithful church at Philadelphia. I invite you, speaking of church, I invite you out to ours this weekend. We are in the book of 1 John. My sermon this week's entitled, Who's Your Daddy? We're in 1 John chapter 2. We're looking at John's teaching that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil. So I ask you, who's your daddy today? John's going to tell us here in this sermon that those who deny the Son of God have as their father this Antichrist. That's where we're at. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. You can download the app as well. It's Island Community Church FL. The service will kick off live on that app at around 10:35 this morning. Okay, let's get into the word here now. Part one of the faithful church. Our look today at the great Bible doctrine found in the book of Revelation. And today, the faithful church. Now, today's original audience is a city called Philadelphia, which is 28 miles south of last week's sermon, the city of Sardis. Last week we looked at the dead church. Now we've just got two churches left. We got the faithful church of Philadelphia today, and next week the lukewarm church of Laodicea is going to wrap up this church age. This original city of brotherly love, philo is love, adelphos means brother, brotherly love, was founded by someone named Attalus Philadelphus, who was the king of Pergamos. It was nearly destroyed by an earthquake in the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Now we're in Revelation chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 7. Revelation 3:7. Now, to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and have not denied my name. Now that great old Bible teacher from the 40s and 50s, J. Vernon McGee, started and pastored a church that was called the Church of the Open Door in Pasadena, California, as it is right here and now, the faithful church of today. The faithful church of today has an open door of ministry available to them. And those of the faithful church walk through that door. The faithful church of today has a blank check
signed by Almighty God himself. Can you imagine that? Having a check signed by Jehovah. A blank check, actually, with your name on it. This is what he gives members of the faithful church today. As Psalm 1 verse 3 declares, whatsoever he does shall prosper. And this open door is available to you today. If you are faithful to him and are heart-carrying members of the faithful church of Jesus Christ, now we'll look here in a little while how to join that church. When Jesus opens the door for you, no man can shut that door. For that matter, no demon in hell can shut the door either. No happenstance can shut the door. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. God has given you a blank check. The sky is the limit for the faithful church. And then even the sky won't be the limit for the faithful church. All this and more is promised and available to the faithful church. There are seven possible churches you could be a member of. And it's up to you today to choose which church you'll be a part of and which church you're going to join. The first week we looked at the loveless church, which is described in Jesus' letter to the church in Ephesus. But it's alive and active today. You know the type. They have their own clique. They aren't kind to strangers that walk in the door. They look down on others. They won't greet you when you walk in if you don't measure up to their standards. They're doing some things right, but they've lost track of the most important things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, right? But at least in that church, no one will sit in your seat. You could be a member of the persecuted church. Like it or not, let's put it this way. You will be a member of the... You are going to have a joint membership. Because you will be a member of the persecuted church, whether you like it or not. If you are a member of the invisible church, you'll be a member of the persecuted church. The Lord said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. And so will you, if you continue in the faith. Right? It's what we looked at last week, right? If you continue in the faith, if you keep in memory, if you hold on, if you continue walking with God. Of course, no one chooses to be a member of this church. I mean, who wants to be a member of the persecuted church? Raise your hand. Let's be honest. If you're a genuine Christ follower, though, goes with the territory. Remember we looked at that old guy Polycarp. Remember what he said? 86 years old. He said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. I try to make that my statement today. I'm always ready for when the crazy man comes through the door here and they says, any Christians in here? For me, it would be 52 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Do what you want. You can't touch my soul. Do not fear him who can kill your body. But rather, I'll tell you who to fear. Fear the one who can kill your body and soul in hell. You can't hurt me. If you are in the faithful church and you've got an open door set before you by the Lord and a blank check, no one can take you out. You are invincible as a child of God until your work here is over. Let me say, if you are not persecuted for what you hold dear to your very heart, then I'd have to question whether or not you were a member of the invisible church or not. You know what I mean when I say invisible church? Everyone here is a member of the visible church. You're in a church. The invisible church is how many people here are going to be included if he calls right now and takes all the believers out. How many of you are going to go with him in the call? That's the invisible church. It's those that you can't see in here that got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of them. Those that'll be left aren't members of the invisible church. You know, we can change that here today, right here and now. Is your name written in the book? Are you a member of the invisible church? Don't let pride get in your way. No matter who you are, make it right before you leave here today. If you are not persecuted for what you hold dear to your very heart, I have to question whether or not you are a member of the invisible church. Or I'd have to question what you hold dear in your heart. You've got a real enemy that hates what you hold in your heart. You could be a member of the compromising or worldly church. That's the next church. Little compromise never hurt anybody, right? Like a church that goes along with the world in order to get along. Got a picture on my Facebook I just saw yesterday from a Methodist church. Here it is in the church. And here's one guy like this on his knees and someone else, another man, grabbing his hand, proposing to his boyfriend right there in church. And everyone was smiling and clapping and he got a standing ovation. Pastor was smiling. Choir was all full of joy. And there's a man proposing to another man right in the house of God. That ain't right. The big scam that's been pulled on you is you don't realize that when you approve of that, according to Romans 1:32, you're just as guilty as the one practicing it. When you approve of that, you're just as guilty as the one practicing it. So don't be stylish and just go along with something. You're not doing anyone a service. You're doing yourself a disservice. And then when you approve of it, then you approve your child when they do it. And then you do them a disservice. And then some. Don't compromise. People in this church have not compromised, and I'm proud of them for not compromising. I refuse to do that. I will never compromise. How about you? How about you? How about you? Are you going to compromise? Don't do it. You can still, look, you can still love people, but not compromise. You don't have to do that. I mean, if you really love someone, you'll stick to the word. You'll still call sin, sin. If you really love someone, treat them the way God would treat you. How does it go? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you? I mean, if you had cancer, wouldn't you want to know it? Or do you want someone to pat you on the back and say, oh, everything's all right? Don't worry about it. Will you compromise what you believe and hold dear in order to get along with someone? You also could join the corrupt church. Some people are member of a flat-out corrupt church with a gay or lesbian pastor. If your pastor is gay, you're in a corrupt church. And it's time to get out. No, we settled this last week. It's time to get the pastor out and get someone else in that follows the word of God. Don't you leave. Throw the person, man or woman here, out the door. Get rid of them. The quicker you get rid of Satan out of your church, the better off you're going to be. That's when the Holy Spirit will start moving again, when you throw the devil out of the door. This is transforming America in this country. I say, smell the coffee and see and recognize what's going on. There's a transformation going on in this country. I call all of you to stand up, don't compromise, and don't be deceived. I don't have any of that written down, really. That's the message from God to you today. Don't compromise just to get along. Don't be a people pleaser. Be a God pleaser. When you're a God pleaser, you get the blank check signed by Jehovah. Psalm 1. All that he does shall prosper. Like old King Midas. For everything that you touch. Rush Limbaugh's got a golden microphone. Watch that. All that you touch turns to gold. By not compromising and being a God pleaser. the corrupt church. There are evil sins and won't be condoned by the faithful church of Jesus Christ. Okay, let me move on here. The dead church. You could be a member of the dead church. The dead church of today is the church that doesn't feast on the word of God, which stimulates real and true growth, which, while you partake of it, will transform you into spiritual giants, which will, in turn, get every demon in the northern hemisphere to fall down and take notice. Because there's a new sheriff in town. You! Are you on Satan's most wanted list in his post office? We've heard Leonard Ravenhill say that. His heart's desire was to be on Satan's most wanted list. Are you on his list? Or could you not get a used demon to chase you? Or you could be a member of the faithful church, like here, that's got a blank check signed by God, paid to the order of. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. And God's check to you won't bounce either. This is the church that, as your pastor and as your Bible teacher, I heartily recommend that you join and join it today, the Faithful Church of Jesus Christ. The faithful church member has Jesus Christ himself as its biggest fan, I can say that, and its biggest and most prominent and influential supporter. Some people have the JCs as a supporter. Some have the Elks. Some people have boosters like they do in college. The members of the faithful church have Jesus Christ as their supporter. Or lastly, as we're going to look at next week, you could be a member of the lukewarm church. You always could join the lukewarm church, though I don't recommend it. The lukewarm church just goes through the motions. They do it. They just don't care. Just do nothing. Do nothing. And transfer your membership to the lukewarm church. Have you ever shaked hands with a dead fish before? The members of the lukewarm church are the same temperature as their surroundings. Let me advise you today. You've got before you 7 doors. Choose door number 6. Be a member of the faithful church of Jesus Christ. Amen? Verse 9. Now let me start this sermon. I'm only kidding. We're almost done. Verse 9. More promises from the Son of God. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. I love that, this word behold. You see that? He's like saying, check it out. Or he's like saying this, watch this. I will make, he says. I will make. Unbelievers, come and worship before you know, I hope and pray that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is included in this group. I want to be there. I'm going to bribe Peter. I'm going to give him all the money I have. I won't have any money then. I'll give him something. I want a front row seat. I want to see the members of the Madison, Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation come down here and bow a knee and worship the Son of God right in front of me. It'll make all this worthwhile to me to see them have to do that. And Mr. Mikey Weinstein, Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, come on over. Me and a couple thousand generals and chiefs and senior master sergeants who love the Lord, we're waiting. Jesus said, I will make. You know what that means? Take it to yonder bank. I will make. I will make. Happy day, right? I will make them of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but are liars. I'll make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. The faithful church will prosper and will accomplish the will and the plan of God. And all this will be with the sovereign, authoritative hand of God behind the scenes, blazing the trail for you, the faithful church, as you go on, winning all the battles, having God for you. Psalm 91:4 says, no evil shall befall you. Proverbs 12:21, it says, no grave trouble will overtake the righteous. The Lord Jesus says one word. He says, behold, O faithful church, all the universe is for you and is on your side. I read this comment from Warren Wiersbe. This is what he said. He said, if we read and study the word of God and obey it, everything in the universe will work for us. If we disobey the word of God, everything will work against us, just as it did against Jonah. Everything worked against Jonah. Everything. The wind, the waves, plants dying overnight, everything worked against Jonah. Now, verse 10, and check out the promise to the faithful church of today. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. And he's not done either. Notice, too, by the way, there's no correction for the faithful church. Every one of these churches, except the persecuted church, has been corrected. Not this lot. They're not corrected at all. And he's not done blessing the faithful church. Because you have done this, he says, I am going to do this. And that is, he's going to keep you from. Actually, the Greek preposition there, ek, means he's going to keep you out of, is what that word means. That's right. Lord Jesus promises the last remaining faithful church on earth, when he returns, that he will keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to test or try the whole world. You know, like that old saying, try me. What do you say to your kids sometimes? You what? You try my patience. Oh, Jesus says, well, I reckon I can accommodate you. Try me. John 12:25. He that loveth his life will lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Even Satan will agree with that assessment. Did you know that? The devil himself says, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. And then, regardless of your eschatological point of view, pre, mid, post, out you go. All this and more is promised by the Son of God to the faithful church. He promises you will not be tried. You will not be tested at the hour of trial. There's a big N-A next to the faithful church of Jesus Christ. You will not go through this, he says. The try me option for everyone else. So I ask you, what church do you want to join today? We've looked at six of them. What church do you want to join? Verse 11. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may take your crown. Imagine that. Someone trying to take your crown. The context here doesn't imply Satan as the culprit, but rather people. Question, who else other than the devil can attempt to steal your crown? I'll give you five quick ones. Well, this rotten world will try to take your crown in a heartbeat. This world will try to take your crown in a heartbeat. Listen to these believers who had someone or something steal their crown. Matthew chapter 13. You can turn there if you like. Matthew 13, verse 19. Hold fast so that no one takes your crown. Again, that's kind of surprising. You would think that he is the one that would hold it, that we wouldn't have to do anything, right? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, we looked at this last week, didn't we? Verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. All right, the first one that'll try to take your crown is the devil himself, which the word says, he's sitting over here in pew 7. You just can't see him with his little pitchfork and his little red thing there and a little horn there and a tail. And he's sitting in here. I once had Roy bring in a pitchfork for me, and I laid it up front here, waiting for you not to understand. Notice you can't see any of these. And he'll snatch away what was sown in your heart. And then you walk out of that door saying, well, I just don't understand it.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
Inside there was laughter.